Welcome to the Angel News Network's current events broadcasting. Our brief interview programs are designed to obtain the perspectives of the higher realms on the current events taking place in our country and our world. I am Joel Anastasi. In each program, I will be interviewing a member of the higher realms, channeled by Philip Elton Collins. Philip and I are co-founders of the Angel News Network. Good morning, Philip.
Hello, everyone. Give me one moment to go into trance, and I will be connected with Ascended Master Saint Germain.
Good morning, Saint Germain. Thank you for joining us today.
Good morning. It is good to be here.
Today is April Fool's Day, as you have taken note, and you talked about the stupidity of mankind.
The folly of humanity, the moving from ignorance into stupidity, which does not always have to be the choice.
You have told us that Earth is moving towards being a nationless world as mankind raises its consciousness to recognize that we're all one.
Your continents, as we speak right now, are moving to unify into one landmass from which you all came. Your natural scientists are now aware at one point within Earth history, Earth was one large landmass, one Pangea, if you will, that was all joined together, and through several events of consciousness and lack of consciousness of the beings upon the surface of the planet, those continents began to divide. In order for you to create as many diversified versions of yourself, as many diversified versions of creation as possible, this division of landmass allowed the creation of your races, the creation of your different languages, the creation of your different religions, all attempting to be diversified expressions of all that there is of creation. Now, that's not to say that man hasn't gotten into these events and muddled them up a bit, an attempt to control what they did not create. But at the foundation of all of these religions, there is a certain amount of spiritual truth that links them. As a result of the ascension process of the planet at this time, the movement back into unity is actually physically taking place. Some of your continents, such as Australia and Antarctica, are moving at a rather rapid pace, a few feet every 10 years. All of this is showing you, for those who are willing to listen and to see, what exactly it means, a unified field of consciousness coming into play.
Well, there's a great deal of effort in certain places of the world, of course, to resist that coming together in oneness. There's a lot of separation movements, and I would use that to describe one of the conflicts that's going on right now in the international scene is popularly called Brexit, which is about Britain's exit from the European Economic Union. The British population had voted by a narrow margin to leave the European Union. One of the major reasons that people have given for their voting to leave the Union is because they didn't like the large numbers of immigrants that were pouring into Britain. And it sounds a lot like the complaints of some Americans who support Trump's wall between Mexico and the United States, who resist that immigration as well. Is this another example of the politics of inclusion and exclusion and that resistance to the idea that we're all one?
It goes back again to you cannot control what you didn't create. Humanity cannot control the flow of humanity on this particular planet. This migration and flow of humanity has been taking place long before there were the nations and the governments and the economies that you currently have. The nation of England at this particular time, which was instrumental in the creation of the United States, a reaction to it, if you will, is regretting their decision to exit within a form of nationalism rather than choosing a form of unified field consciousness So, as has been explained to you many times before, the ascension process is not always a step forward. Sometimes it is necessary to take a step back to gain a perspective by making a mistake, if you will, in order to learn to gain a larger perspective, in order to make another decision in the future. Because through your free will and choice, which is a unique thing for this particular planet, not every planet has it, you are able to make a mistake and then make another choice later.
Well, I think what you're just saying is undergoing right now. It was really interesting when I was reading about what was going on in England right now. There were two quotes that I thought could just as easily have been quotes from U.S. citizens, but these were quotes from British citizens. I'm going to read both of them. They're short. The first one was, "I think people have totally lost confidence in democracy, in British democracy, and the way it's run." And the second one, another citizen said, he was angry that such a slim majority had triggered such a major change that would affect all citizens. He said, "I don't think nearly half the population has been listened to. The majority has been pandering to the worst elements in our society." I think many people would make the same comment about Trump's election and all of the separation that's going on in our own country and the conflict that's going on.
It isn't that democracy isn't working and cannot work, beloved student. It's because individuals are not taking the responsibility of knowing and understanding, as we've spoken to earlier, of exactly how a democracy works. So they're not participating within the democratic process by understanding the structure of it. And that is allowing them to give their power away to other individuals who can manipulate it. And in large part, that is what's happened with the nation of England. It is a matter of ignorance going into stupidity, but not really understanding how the democratic forces can actually benefit the populace of we the people, by the people, for the people. Does that help you?
Well, yeah, and just looking at what's going on concerning democracy and the challenges that democracy is facing, we're seeing what's going on with so-called strongmen like in Turkey and in Brazil, and in the Philippines, where democracies seem to be challenged. That is all part, though. This has to happen, doesn't it? If that wake-up you've talked about is really going to be happening, that people really understand the value and importance of democracy?
Let's look at the basic causes and effect of what's taking place. Whenever a citizenship supports the concept of authoritarianism, or tyrants or dictators, what the individual or the populace is basically saying through their wounds and the defenses around their wounds is, "Daddy, take care of me.
Right.
I will release all of my power, all of my consciousness, all of my awakeness. I will choose to stay asleep if you will simply take care of me." That era of humanity is coming to an end. You're all waking up, healing your wounds, your inner child wounds, becoming aware of the ego defenses around those wounds, and these tools have been forthrightly given to you, for those of you who choose to employ them, to finish this permanent healing of the self, self being a reflection of all there is. It is time that each of you take responsibility equals consequence, that you balance that equation, responsibility equals consequence, within your relationship with yourself. Otherwise, you're losing your self-empowerment, and you are giving yourself willingly and freely to someone who is more than willing to take full advantage of that opportunity.
Yeah, and when we see the ugly consequences of giving up our power, that becomes a lesson in itself.
Check history.
Yeah.
The individual has never benefited from the authoritarian movement. It is a weakness within the relationship with self, realizing once and for all, if you so choose, beloved students, that the only relationship you're having is the one with yourself. Are you willing to heal it? Are you willing to do the inner work? For if you continue giving that away to another, You will continue to be subjugated for the completion of this incarnational cycle. This is a wake-up call. You have communications and transportations that allow you to be aware of what these authoritarian nationalistic movements are doing, unlike ever before. You have transportation communication that gives you an instantaneous link to the truth. And the past, the trump card, if you will, that these tyrants had, was no one knew what was going on. And information and communication could take days, weeks, months, sometimes even years to reach the other corners of the world. Do you understand?
Right, so it becomes another vehicle for mankind learning what is or what is not.
Exactly. And you have it right in front of you. So the whole premise of all of it is the relationship with yourself. Self being a reflection of all that there is. Beginning to understand exactly what myself, yourself, self really means in your choice in being human. And allowing that healed relationship with self, that loving relationship with self, to mirror and reflect out into your world, into your life, to your families, to your communities, to your state, to your nation, to your planet, to your solar system and beyond. Does that make sense?
Perfectly.
So, are you ready to make that choice? Are you ready to do that work? No dictator can do it for you. No tyrant can do it for you. Daddy isn't going to take care of you. There isn't going to be a second coming to resurrect you. You are the second coming. You are the father. You are the mother. You are creation creating itself. If God is all there is, then who are you? Do you understand, beloved students?
And there is the lesson for not only America, but the world.
Let America be the light of the world.
Let America be the light of the world. That's our mission.
That is the reason we came to the founding fathers of this country. How do you think this nation, a ragtag team of patriots, defeated the largest military force on the planet, the British? Do you think you did it alone? You did not. You did it with the inspiration and the opportunities created by the higher realms, protecting the destiny of this planet, being the loververity of all that there is.
And that story is told in our new book, The Refounding of America.
It surely is.
It's St. Germain, Joel Anastasi, and Philip Collins. Thank you, St. Germain, for that wonderful teaching and that wisdom.
You're welcome, dear one.